As we celebrate 150 years here in Carroll, let's take a look and celebrate some of the great businesses in the Carroll area that's made Carroll what it is today. And let's talk about Community Oil today. We've got Chico and Todd Canny in the studio with us. First of all, Chico, let's talk about the long history of Community Oil. It all started with one service station, right?
Yes, we started out as a full bay service station where we used to check oil, do the windshields and all that stuff. We started that in 1960. And we continued that for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up buying out a distributorship in 1972 and kind of expanded all of our other businesses around that.
I love having to explain full-service gas stations to people. They just don't quite get that anymore, do they?
Yeah, right, yes.
Now, you guys kind of pioneered the convenience store here. Talk about that aspect because your business evolved and changed.
Back in 72, then we started buying up some of the little stations, full stations out around in the community. We started at Litterdale, was one of our first C stores, Arcadia, Westside, and all these places. We took a full service station and remodeled it into convenience stores.
Now, what led to that decision? Where you just noticed a change in the customers' wants and needs?
Well, about the same time Casey started, and we could see that things are changing, and full service was kind of going by the wayside. So,
So you guys evolved along with all of that. So, what other kind of businesses did you guys get into at that point?
John, I think at that point they started to get into wholesale fuel distribution to the farm and commercial industries, along with that, oil, lubes, greases. And then we started a jobbership where we represented various national brands to other retailers, and it's called a jobbership where we sell fuel to quite a few stations around the state.
How big of an area did you guys cover out of Carroll?
Oh, we probably have stores 3 hours in either direction of Carroll.
So how many people did you actually employ at that point? You were a pretty big operation then, didn't you?
When we had our own stores, we had up to 100 employees. And so we since are out of the retail business, but we still supply those sites with their fuel.
This part of it has changed a lot over the years as well. I'm sure with the trend towards renewable fuels, you guys have to make that adjustment too, don't you?
Yeah, a lot of consolidation and renewable fuels, and it's a big project to get the proper infrastructure, and it's a costly project to be able to sell these fuels and get them to the public so they can use them.
Talk about being a family-owned business. How many generations is it?
Well, Dad started it. I would be the second, and then my son Chris is involved now, so three generations. And going strong.
Chico, it's got to make you very proud of the family and of the business as a whole.
Yeah, it's been exciting. So always something new, and fortunate that Todd come with me when we needed it. He's kind of on top of the high-techy stuff, not me. I'd rather be washing windshields yet and checking oil.
Chico Canny once again, and Todd Canny joining us with Community Oil as we celebrate Carroll and a great 150-year history.